Oh my God, your poor dad.
What, you think I came here to mess around or something?
No. No. Welcome back to Your Poor Dad. You can't choose your sisters, but you can choose your podcast. So thank you for joining us and being the fourth Brandt sister.
No, this isn't your favorite podcast, New Heights. This is your other favorite podcast, Your Poor Dad.
And it's and a spooky episode.
I was going to say, this isn't your favorite program,
Sesame Street. You might be confused.
And it's not your favorite pop star, Taylor Swift. It's Your Poor Dad.
Well, welcome back, everyone. This is actually, well, okay, so today is Halloween.
Yes.
But this probably will be coming out on Thursday, so.
That's okay.
That's okay. This is actually the first year we didn't do, like, a good group outfit. We've had some pretty good group outfits.
Yeah, we really have.
I mean, like, literally since birth, but like in the recent years of our adulthood.
I know, we really have, and I wish we would have done something.
I know, it was just kind of like weird. It kind of like snuck up on me.
It wasn't in the cards this year.
Yeah,
I just don't think you've I don't think you've ever been so busy in your entire life.
I'm so busy. I think I'm just, like, also, like, making it look like I'm busy.
That's a part of it.
I mean, you're fooling me.
You're fooling me. Okay, so 2019, I think, was one of our most epic years. And that's when we were Britney, Christina, Madonna, VMAs. When Britney and Madonna made out, Christina and Madonna made out. And that's when Paige lost her mind and started texting her ex-boyfriend that she was going to come over to his house because she had his key. Mm-hmm. And then she also said, I'm going to email your boss and your dad. And he said, please don't do that. And she said, too late. But she didn't do it. Which is truly, like, if you ever want to fuck with somebody, be like, I'm going to tell your mom that you're doing this. Or, like, not even your mom. I think, like, your mom feels like, it feels like an empty threat. But, like, boss and dad is very specific.
Well, because I knew those were the two people that he would be the most, like, he would never want them to know these secrets.
Yeah, right. The old 1-2 punch.
And so I was like, I'm going to email your dad and your boss. And here's the thing, being like the too late, I've used it before and it works every time. And it works every single time.
It hits. I've never done that, but I want to. I can't wait to do it to somebody.
Honestly, I'm glad that I've stopped. Or I'm glad that I haven't had a reason to do it.
Yeah, you keep it in your back pocket.
Yeah, we don't
keep
know.
It holstered. You don't need to pull that out every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you ever need to just, like, really fuck with somebody who is, like, and I will say that this guy deserved it.
Well, he did. And here's probably the very toxic thing about me is in these situations, it's like, I know that I probably should actually send the email to your dad and your boss, or I should send the text to that girl's boyfriend or something. Yeah. But I'm also like, that's such a big deal. And once you do it, you can't come back from it.
But it's better that you don't.
Exactly.
It's better that you don't. And this is one of our first viral videos is we were talking about this. And I think it's because A, everyone was like, this is crazy, and B, because I said that's better than actually doing it, and people in the comments were like debating, like, is it better to actually email the person or text them, or is it not?
Well, it's better because then my ex, he's like, wait, did she or did she not?
Right.
So then if the other person, are you going to confront that person? Right. Did Paige send you an email? No,
Paige send me an email?
Oh, nothing. No, clearly that opens the door.
Yeah.
You know, or they're just going to.
That's why they wouldn't ask about it. And that leads to, like, hardcore self-reflection more than, because if it's like.
Self-reflection, he's not going to self-reflect.
He was a narcissist.
I think he's like going to, his butthole 100% puckered.
Well, that's not self-reflection. That's just anxiety.
It's putting a mirror up to, like, why are you so scared? But if his dad is like, did you do this thing? That's a thing he can deal with. He can talk himself out of it, but if it's like, well, when's it gonna happen? He's gonna, like, be walking around on
so,
little eggshells
yes,
for a
the
while.
The two options are they either have to confront and ask the person, like,
or
did
just
you,
wait.
Or just wait in anxiety. I don't think either of the guys were doing any self-reflection.
I'm saying if she had emailed the dad would say, what's wrong with you? And then that would be,
oh,
like,
yeah.
It'd be like the bomb exploded right away.
Right.
I'm saying if it's like the mental anguish that puts way more of a mirror in front of that person than just an immediate like confrontation.
Yeah. So that's why emailing isn't really fun, because then you just like confront the problem, and then not emailing and telling them that you emailed is even better, because then they're just like shitting their pants.
Toxic.
Toxicity. So then we were that. And then 2020.
Was that Forrest Gump?
No. Were we? Oh, yes, that was Forrest Gump, because that's when Colorado broke up with me for like the 15th time. And this is so, I'm triggered right now. Okay. This is when he finally, like, he ghosted me after the summer of 2020, after I flew out there twice. We were like, I was like, oh, this is going to happen this time. We're good. He ghosted me. Then out of the blue, he texted me and he's like, I love you. And like, I want to be with you. And I was like, oh my God, it's finally happening. Like, we're doing it. And then he went on some like army, like bullshit. And then a week later, he was like, I have a girlfriend. And it was Halloween. And I was like,
cool. Well, I'm Forrest Gump.
Okay. Well, I have to
trust cool. Someone. Well, have you seen my very sexy Halloween outfit?
Now I am Forrest Gump with leg braces.
And I learned how to walk from Elvis Presley.
Right. So I was just so sad at your guys' Halloween party.
You were. So was I. I got stood up. Oh, yeah. Literally.
We were waiting for Bailey's boyfriend to come over all night. The
entire night. He said, hey, can I bring a couple friends? Because it was like right after the pandemic. And I said, yeah, sure thing. He said, okay, hop in the shower. I'll be right over.
And then he said, do I need to pick anything up on my way?
Yeah. Never imagine, heard from him again. Imagine someone saying those things to you, you would assume that they are coming over.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And hop then in the shower, imagine, I'll be right over.
We're just like sitting at the party. There's like no one at the party because it was still like kind of COVID times. So there was probably his absence was like, it was felt.
Yeah. It was a large percentage of the group. It was us in like four. That's why he had to ask if he could bring friends, because
there was literally was, like,
maybe I'm, not safe.
It was probably like eight of us at the house. I'm sad. You're sad. Did you have a boyfriend at that time?
No, I was about to get one.
You had one on the line?
Well, right after Halloween, around Christmas time is when me and Peter started.
Oh. And then we all know how that ended at Chewy's.
Chewy's!
Yeah, and that, so then 2021, we
Bears.
Were also sad, but the spirits were a little higher because we weren't fresh off of a breakup.
Yeah.
So we were Da Bears from SNL. The super fans. So we're men again.
Mm-hmm. We love being men.
And then 2022, I think they were all in decent spirits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No breakups on that year. And we were all presidents. Sexy presidents, yeah. Kind
of. And I was Taylor Swift.
What right. Taylor Swift were you?
Bejeweled when she liked the TikTok.
Oh, okay, but not yeah. But a sister costume we were
sister costume. Yeah.
Yeah. So Paige was bejeweled, and she spent so much time gluing all these little jewels.
And because the music video came out 2 days before.
Oh yeah,
it came out the day the music video came out. I said that is what I'm going to be, and I am going to get everything immediately, and I did, and it was great. And Taylor saw my face. She saw my dance moves. She liked it.
Well, somebody commented on our TikTok because I was like, post it on your poor dad. Don't post it on yours because I think this is going to go viral. It did. And somebody commented, Taylor liked. And people do that all the time, just like fucking with you, which is like so mean, you guys. If you do that on TikToks, don't do that. And so I went to Taylor's because you can see her liked post, and she really did actually like it.
I still have the screenshots. And
I FaceTimed Paige. I cried. And Paige started sobbing in her Uber.
Well, the best
part. In the back of my boyfriend's parents' car.
No, not his parents, remember? Because they were in a separate car. And so whenever we were taking two cars, it was my first time meeting Styx's parents and sister. We had just gone to dinner. We're in the car going to the bar. And it was our friends. And then they were following. They get to the bar and I just looked at him and I said, I know that you don't know me that well, but I have to tell you what just happened. Taylor Swift liked my TikTok, and Styx's dad was, I was expecting honestly really nothing. And he was like, that's incredible. Can I see the TikTok? And he said, you really like her, right? And I was like, I love her.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, wow, that's really good. He was giving me the exact reaction that I wanted and that I needed. And I was like, what a guy.
You're drunk in the back of the car and you cried like a baby coming over the bar. So let's talk people through our outfits this year. I think yours might need a little explaining. Yours is pretty obvious.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory, although Styx thought I was just someone from the Blue Man Group.
Oh.
So maybe it's not that obvious.
Even with the eyes and the fur?
He didn't see the eyes. He saw the fur.
You know, I think this was Paige's first Halloween ever. She was Cookie Monster.
I was?
Yeah. I was Oscar the Grouch, which was so fitting for me. And then you were Cookie Monster.
I don't even remember
And you
that.
Were so cute. You were like this, you had this little furry blue outfit. And then
it was probably like a onesie.
Yeah, it was like a onesie with like a little hood. And then mom made like this garbage can. It was like an actual garbage can with like suspenders. And my hair was like up in like a cute little ponytail. And she like spray painted it green. I had like big black eyebrow. And I just looked so cute. We were like the cutest little duo.
I remember seeing pictures of you as Oscar the Grouch. I don't think I ever knew that I was Cookie Monster.
I've also been Oscar the Grouch. So
really?
Yeah, I just like
to. Well, that's third child energy, recycled costume.
And you're still doing it, clearly.
Clearly.
We didn't even know.
Who are best? We'll do a side by side.
Yeah. Okay, you know what I was thinking about today? Because I was like looking at some old Halloween pictures to post. And did you guys get this feeling? But, like, wasn't it so embarrassing walking into school with your costume on?
Okay. Yes and no, because.
Or maybe it's just always the costumes I picked were so embarrassing.
I would say the only time I was embarrassed, and keep in mind, guys, I was Tommy Pickles, and I was not embarrassed that year, which I should have been because mom stuck pipe cleaners through.
She wore a bald cap.
A nude, like, bald cap. The only year I was nervous in Glendora, because usually I felt really confident in Glendora because so many people dressed up, many kids dressed up. The only year I was nervous is when I was the ugly Mia Thermopolis from Princess Diaries.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. My hair was just crazy. And
well,
I was
always like something that none of the kids knew.
Like Lucille Ball.
Like I Love Lucy, but a very niche I Love Lucy reference where she's trying to like get into the movies like as she always does. And she's wearing like a big fake nose. And then in the show, she's like smoking a cigarette and the nose goes up in flames. So I was that Lucy with like the prosthetic nose that was like huge. No one knew what I was.
Okay, but think about it this way. Think of Amanda.
Well,
people only knew
Paige,
Amanda.
That was the first time I was Lucy.
Oh.
Then I was Lucy so many times. It's like, and then I was in middle school. That was a little too like old to be Lucy because then we were like just normal Lucy and Ethel. Amanda kind of like could pull off because I think she had gray hair. So she could have been a grandma, but like I had literal curly red like hair. It just like wasn't. And then all the other girls were Fred Durst girls, you know, Bob with the bottom bang. So they had like red hats
and
with
like low rise pants or something.
Low rise pants with like tiny white camis with their push up bras. And like, I'm like, oh, I'm Lucille Ball. Like, I was literally like Mean Girls, Lindsay Lohan, like, oh, I'm a, what is she? An ex wife?
Yeah.
I'm an ex wife. That was me.
Yeah.
And Amanda.
I honestly love that for you.
I do too. I was the Blues Brothers one year. No one knew who we were. I was, Thing or It from, you know, like from the Addams Family where like mom bought like all these like long wigs and we like put them on top of my head and then I was like Cousin It.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's just like I was never anything that was like cool or like hot.
Okay, well those are different
my
things.
My childhood Halloween, I was never hot.
No, but I was never even cute. Like you guys, I was looking back at pictures. Paige was Little Red Riding Hood and she was so cute. You were like so Marie cute. The cat from Marista Cats.
I was the In-N-Out.
The In-N-Out girl, that cute. Was cute. Like, I was never
Tommy Pickles,
cute.
Not cute.
But it was by choice. Like, I didn't want to be cute. I was like, I want to be this niche.
Okay, remember when all I wanted was to be a boy?
Yes. But
I was still a
you
cute
really
boy.
Did look. Well, I mean, you were like a cute boy because you like literally looked like a boy.
And honestly, I was Travis Kelce. hence the outfit. But
right.
I was Travis Kelce for my work virtual Halloween party, and I looked like a boy. Like, why did. Do I look so much like dad?
Because you literally look like dad.
Like, I am the son he never had.
Exactly.
You're welcome, dad.
Okay, well, should we get into our week? Because we had a big week.
Well, just real quick, we said you're a Cookie Monster. If you guys don't know who I am.
Oh, sorry.
I am Taylor Swift. When she was a squirrel for Halloween and she says, can't talk right now, I'm doing hot squirrel shit. So,
you know what?
And it's like, just, it's a thing.
I know exactly. When okay. you said the squirrel costume, I was like, oh, I think she probably has that because of Taylor. But,
well, that's not why. That's not why I bought the outfit originally.
Why?
Originally, I was invited to Melissa's SpongeBob SquarePants themed birthday party.
Oh, and you were Sandy?
And I was Sandy.
Sandy Cheeks, 925.
So I wore this with a purple bikini over it, and it was really cute.
Then we just doubles our family friend Jet wear it at Christmas so he could be the squirrel from Christmas Vacation.
Right. Because, oh, by the way, Mr. Roberts was asking me if we're going to, he's like, when's your family's Christmas Vacation party? I was like, we don't do that every year. Except for
unless you wanna.
Unless you
wanna. Maybe we should do it every 5 years.
You think?
I don't know.
I think we should do it again.
Sure.
It's really cute. We can all switch it up. You could be Audrey this time if you want.
Oh my God, can I? Wow.
You are really tall.
She's so generous.
I think Mr. Roberts and I would be Margot and
Todd.
Todd.
Basic. But yeah. Necessary.
Basic and necessary.
They're all basic. It's not like there's a...
Yeah, there's no like niche character unless
you're going to be the delivery guy.
Ooh, you know who I'll be?
No, you know who I'll be?
Mary.
Yeah.
Well, that's my name.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
Nope.
The other night, Mr. Roberts, like, he's obsessed with Christmas Vacation, just like our family. And it's to the point where it's like kind of annoying where he'll play it in like July. And I'm like... Every time I hear the intro to that movie, like, it just, like, puts you in the...
That time.
It puts you into, like, Christmas. And I'm like, can we just wait? Like, don't you want to, like, feel it? Like, if you, like, wait, then you get it, like, extra. If you just get it all year, then you're just, like, always in the state of Christmas.
Yeah, that's why,
like, messing with your head.
I think Mom was right when she made the rule that we can watch it for the first time after, like, the night of Thanksgiving.
Right. So, the other night, I woke up. And like, so I guess like I fell asleep before him and I turned on my TV when he left and it said National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Like he was trying to watch it. He like always wants to watch it. It's crazy.
That's wild.
It's also crazy that he likes it so much. And like our family has an intense obsession.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We need to ask.
Our Tiger family. Wants to be Snots this year.
He kind of already is Snots. Yeah. He doesn't even need an outfit.
Yeah. Good boy.
Okay, so are we done?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we move on? Mm-hmm. Do you like that transition?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was good.
Okay, so something really important happened last week.
Okay.
Well, two things happened.
1989.
We had a cute little party at YA Studios in Austin. And so YA Studios is a new podcast studio that my friend Allie opened up. And so when I met her, I went to like go check out the studio because I was like, oh, maybe your poor dad can record here one day. And she's like, I want to do a like an opening party, like a like celebration. What is that called?
Like grand opening.
Or just like a
housewarming party.
Like a launch party.
Launch party.
Yeah, launch party. So I was like, oh my gosh, I have the best idea. I've been wanting to do this party that's like 1989 themed and like it's perfect time for you because like your studio will be like kind of up and running by that point. So then everything will be ready for this party. So we threw this like 1989 Taylor's Version party and it was so cute. All the girlies came out. We had so many like really good sponsors. Like we had Onda, we had Poppy, we had the Truff Popeyes collab. We had Zate sponsored the whole thing. It was just like such a fun girly pop time.
I loved the bracelets.
I know. I
what
did
was it? Link.
Links. Link Blue.
Link Blue. Bracelet. The 360.
Oh, yeah. The 360 thing that was just like I could not get for the life of me.
Oh, my gosh. I was obsessed.
I was so embarrassed.
For
I
me? Was,
I, for me.
For and I could have stayed there all day. I'm like...
I was just so stressed because I was always the dud.
One of your friends that Bailey and I had just met, she was talking to us and Bailey was like, maybe we should, if we're going to do it, we should do it now. Not that many people are here. We should practice. And she's like, oh, are you guys going to do it? I'm like, come with us.
Oh, Katie.
Yeah. And
she's dying to be the fourth Brand sister.
I told her that she was.
I know. She's actually the third Brand sister.
She could be the stand-in for me.
Yeah. I was like, we are.
For me.
Like, we're the stars. And right. Bailey was like, right, right. I was like, I'm like,
yeah. So it was a really fun party. But that night is when 1989 came out, Taylor's version. And I think that Taylor really... Okay, I actually kind of want to hear your thoughts first because I know I'm going to annoy you.
Okay.
Do you want to talk?
No, I want to hear what's going to annoy me.
Okay. I just feel like I was expecting like a Red re-release vibe, like a lot of fanfare, a lot of like really fun, like new songs. Like I just thought I was going to be like obsessed. Like the Red Vault songs are the best Vault songs to me.
Agreed.
And I was hoping, I really like the Vault songs. I disagree. I like the Vault songs on 1989, but they're not as like special to me as like Red.
The only thing I'm going to say about Red is obviously All Too Well, 10-minute version.
I don't Taylor's even consider like, that a Vault song.
Okay, so if that's not what we're considering, then I bet you think about me. Okay.
Nothing new.
It's okay.
Better Man.
Yeah, but no. Like, I'm saying I like those songs. What I'm saying is Fearless Vault songs are my favorite.
What?
Threw you through a loop.
Fearless, wow, that is really shocking.
Fearless Vault songs are my favorite, and 1989 is my second.
I think mine go Red, 1989, Fearless Speak Now. Like, I don't care about either of those.
Mine are Fearless, 1989, Red, Speak Now.
What? Wow. This is like breaking news.
You All Over Me, I'm telling you, I've probably listened to that one song a million times. 1 million times.
But you don't cry listening to Nothing New?
No. But I will cry my eyes out to You All Over Me.
Okay, I like You All Over Me, but that's it.
No.
What other ones are there?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask that.
And I just looked it up.
Okay.
From Fearless?
Yeah.
Okay. It's That's When, You All Over Me, Don't You, We Were Happy.
We Were Happy is my second favorite Vault song. And then Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Oh, wait, Mr. Perfectly. Okay, that's good, too.
Yeah.
And okay. Bye Bye Baby.
And then Don't You, and then That's When, and then Bye Bye Baby.
Jesus, she has so many Vault songs on that one.
You also have to remember, like,
I mean, it was six. Paige just repeated the ones that I
still
thought.
I still cry. I'm such a fearless girl.
Yeah, you're a fearless head.
And like when we watched it in the movie theater, I still cried when she came out to Fearless.
When she skips out.
Yeah, and I was like,
I still need to go see that, but like, is it loser to see it by myself?
No, I'll go with you.
Okay, that's what I was kind of hoping you'd say.
Anyways, I really like these songs. My very initial thoughts, I was expecting Slut to be a fucking banger.
I wanted Slut to be like a boppy, boppy bop.
Well, I'm actually glad that it's not now because it is pretty much the same as Blank Space. Mm-hmm. And so I like that Blank Space is the banger. That's why it made the original CD, the original album. But I really, really like the lyrics of Slut.
I like the lyrics.
I really like it. It's grown on me a lot. I have to say that I think my favorite Vault song right now is
oh no.
Is it drum over roll. Now?
I like
Now That We Don't Talk.
I like that one from the jump, but that's because I think it's like the poppiest
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah, but also so it's like it's called Is It Over Now, right?
Is It Over Now?
Is It Over Now?
Yeah.
And Suburban Legends, like those ones are my back and forth top one and two.
Really?
And then Now That We Don't Talk. And then 4 and 5 are the other two.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also was expecting like more little surprises with 1989.
I think we'll get them.
You think?
I think so.
But she has like, she had so many like little Easter eggs for 1989. I think, when does she start touring again? Like next week?
I think like this, yeah, next week.
Yeah. It felt like a little like limptic. Like I feel like Speak Now, there were so many like surprises for Speak Now, and there was even more for Red. Like Red was like such a like time to be alive.
Yeah. Have there been any music videos yet?
No, but no. Maybe she'll do that at the concerts.
Did she do it at the same time for Speak Now?
Well, what music video?
I can
see. Wasn't there like two?
I can see you. With Taylor Lautner and yeah. What's her face?
No, the I know. Other girl. Wait, there was another. What was the other
What's
one?
Her face and the other girl?
Karma. Karma with Ice Spice.
But that's two. Midnights.
I know, but those are the two music videos she's debuted at concerts.
Mm.
So
maybe we'll get one.
Hopefully. I mean,
we'll see.
If any album deserves another music video, it's 1989.
I'm just saying, 1989 is not my favorite Taylor Swift album, and I was very pleasantly surprised with these vault songs, so.
Really?
That's all I'm going to say about that. But you want to know what I was not fucking pleasantly surprised with is Travis Kelce's PR publicist girl PR.
Oh my God. Imagine being that bitch right now. You have to be like scared.
There is just no world. There is no, because you are a publicist. Like this is your sole job is to anticipate public reaction.
Right.
That is your job. You're telling me that you didn't see the emoji on when you reposted it? Lie.
Is that what she says?
She didn't notice it. She was just like reposting.
Yeah, she didn't notice she didn't notice. She was just reposting.
You need it on. You need it on. Like you look weird without it.
She looks like a synchronized swimmer.
I know you look like Judy Garland without it.
Yes. because also Dave Portnoy, I really liked his video because he's like,
wait, can we, you go into the conversation expecting everyone knows.
Like no one knows.
Yeah.
Okay. So Pia M, I don't know her last name. She is Travis Kelce's publicist. And it was her birthday on Saturday night, I guess. So she's reposting. People are, you know, wishing her happy birthday, posting on their stories, and she's reposting their stories. So one of her friends posted a collage of pictures of Mia, and here in the middle center photo was the picture of Taylor Swift at the Chiefs game in the suite where Mia was in the background. So the picture was not even of Mia. That's right. Why, come on, Pia. Like, right? Meet Pia?
Pia.
Oh, sorry, Pia. Pia M. Sorry. Pia. So
yeah, keep it straight.
Right in the right in the center of the story is a big clown emoji covering up Taylor Swift's face. So if that's what you're doing, why even have if you're not intentionally trying to call out?
Well, her friend was being a dick, clearly.
But at first they're saying, oh no, that wasn't it, blah blah blah, whatever. No, that is exactly what you were doing, or else why would you even post that picture of Pia?
You know what she should have done is she should have been like, honestly, I saw my friend's like Instagram handle. I just reposted it. I had no idea that she did that. And like, I didn't even know my friend was trying to be a dick. Just throw your friend under the bus.
Okay, but she tried and I'd say, you're a liar. Because how do you, it was in the very center of the photo, a big clown. And you're telling me that if someone's posting a big clown in the middle of your post, you're not going to look and be like, well, what is that?
Because the whole thing, a very big, collage, which by the way, like it was like a bad collage anyways. It was like all these like grainy oversaturated pictures. And you know what is funny, like, okay, if it was my friend, I would post that picture like happy birthday Pia, like, because she's like in the background like on her phone and it's like not a very cute picture of her and it's like obviously a picture of Taylor, which is funny, but just like don't put the fucking clown emoji over it when your friend is a publicist.
Exactly.
If your friend isn't a publicist, then it's like, okay, fair game, but like this is her job.
Well, then I thought it was funny that I guess someone on my team reposted it. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. Like, you're not special enough to have, like, people on your team.
And if it was, then, like, don't, like, people would be smarter than to...
Than
like,
to...
if someone's on her team, they would think about it harder than to just, like, blindly repost. Yeah,
if you are Travis Kelce's publicist and someone puts a clown emoji over Travis Kelce's girlfriend, I'm sorry, like, no. You were being a dick because you're jealous because you like Travis Kelce and you're mad that he likes Taylor Swift.
Okay, I think I that's think a little that. Crazy.
I don't think so.
I just think that she is... So, I've also heard some rumblings on Dumois that... Or I don't know if it was Dumois, actually. Redacted. I've heard some rumblings that Travis Kelce's PR person is saying that this relationship is a PR stunt. And whether that's true or not, like, where is that coming from? You know, because, like, now it kind of makes sense that she would be saying that. And I don't necessarily think that it, whether their relationship is for PR or not, like, I mean, who really cares at this point? It's just, like, why is that rumor out coming from that person? And then also, like, and also she was the one that was, like, commenting on Instagram posts, remember?
Yeah.
So she's just, like, a little too, like, in it.
Well, and it just seems a little too mean girl to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether the relationship is a PR move or not, the clown emoji is a mean girl move.
Right. And mm-hmm. I disagree with you where you say that she's jealous. I think that her friends and them are just like, oh my God, this is getting so much attention. Like, this is annoying. Like, this is overplayed. Because, like, even if their relationship is real.
But then,
like,
why a clown?
I know, but even if their relationship is real, they're getting to know each other and there's so much more fanfare than is actually the relationship, I'm sure. You know what I mean? Like, it's like just getting to know someone and everyone's like, marriage, their end game, they're all this stuff. And it's like, I bet that's what they're making fun of. But, like, it's done in a very, very mean girl way. Like, it doesn't make sense to put the clown emoji on it just because of that. Because imagine if you are a Taylor stan, so you don't understand how someone could, like have these, like,
if there was conversations, if it was a different, I mean, not any other emoji, because there's still some, you know that weird, like the furry,
yeah. I just don't think there's, I've been thinking about this, I'm not sure there's any other emoji that would be.
It didn't have to be emoji. It could have been like a birthday thing, or
they could have just zoomed in all the way where it's like Taylor Swift's shoulder and everyone knows where that's from. I think putting the emoji over her face regardless is going to get a lot of attention anyways.
I think it would have been funny if that friend only put pictures of Pia that's in the background where it's like, we weren't taking a picture of you, hee hee, this is the joke. And if they put an emoji on every celebrity's face where it's like, look at you in the background,
yeah,
this is the joke.
Exactly, that would be better. But it's just the fact that it was Taylor Swift and a clown emoji. But I really think people would be
in the dead center.
Yeah.
Huge.
Because it brings to attention, like, they probably talk about this being a joke, like, on their side chat.
All I have to say is Taylor still went to Kansas City, so I guess everything's fine.
I mean, I don't know why you're getting so defensive over this. It's kind of weird.
Because it's just so annoying. Like, if someone were to do that for you guys, like, if Mr. Roberts' assistant posted a picture and, like, put a big, like, you and the assistant were in the picture and they're so in the you're background
saying I'm like Taylor Swift
and they put a big, like, clown emoji over you, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this is so fucking weird and mean girl. It's only because it's the mean girl behavior. It's like, you didn't have to do that. You're literally doing this to yourself.
No, I understand the mean girl behavior. I'm just, like,
trying to. And Taylor doesn't deserve it. She didn't do anything wrong.
I know, but also maybe her feelings aren't hurt. Maybe, well, we don't have to have our feelings hurt.
Well, maybe Pia, like, is cool with Taylor and she's like, oh my God, I didn't even notice that that was a thing. And, like, Taylor's like, don't worry about it. Like, who cares?
Well, Taylor's obviously going to be like, don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
Don't worry about it. This is where you and the Swifties kind of lose me. Because, like, you guys get a little crazy.
I hear you. I know that we do. But, like, that situation... No, but
you, this is, okay, I'm in it. When you want to get crazy with the music and the Easter eggs and, like, all the little things with the friends and the whatever, it's like the third layer away from her when you guys start getting like this, that's when you guys lose.
We're just
me.
Protecting our girl because she doesn't deserve it. People are always mean to her for what reason? None.
You don't know. Nice. You don't know.
I know that she did not deserve the clown.
I do think that Taylor is one of the nicest celebrities, genuinely, but I think you guys need to, you need to calm down.
I think that they knew that people were going to, oh, that's funny, there's a clown emoji.
Okay, but
and then they weren't expecting the backlash.
No, I don't think she knew what was going to happen. I don't think she really thought. Or else she wouldn't
have done it. Well, then you shouldn't be a publicist. Because that's your literal one job.
I know, but sometimes...
is to think about that.
I wonder if, like, such a strong reaction from such a big fan base makes people not want to even touch Taylor. And that's, like, really isolating and kind of sad.
Yeah, I think
you guys... like, I would rather not even...
I think she doesn't want this reaction, is what I'm saying. Is what she's saying.
I think we should just call Taylor up and see what she thinks.
Why don't you just call Taylor up?
I would if I could.
Oh, we know.
I would if I could.
And honestly, you've tried.
And tried DMs. She never responds. Ever.
Not yet. But yeah, the Swifties are scary. I'm happy to be here, but you guys are scary.
I just don't like mean girls, so think about that.
Okay, well, but can we...
Don't be mean to Pia too.
I know. That was kind of mean. But that, it was honestly kind of mean that you said that she wishes she could be with Travis. Like, that's kind of like...
No, I think that she's anti-woman. Jealous.
Anti-woman.
No, she's anti-woman.
But she could be like...
She's anti-woman for being mean to another woman. And
so I'm it's sticking over
up,
a guy?
I'm sticking up for the underdog.
You think that like the only...
Taylor Swift is not the underdog. Don't you say that.
I know. You...
Jesus you Christ.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you.
You have such a distorted sense of reality. This is what I think the Swifties...
You just called Pia Mia two times in a row, and you're going to say...
I keep calling her Mia.
Yeah.
Pia.
I think that the Swifties, like, they use Taylor as, like, a vessel for them, their own feelings.
Yeah.
So it's like you feel like Taylor is you.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I wish.
People, anyone who crosses Taylor... You're like, oh, they're bullying her because you feel that way about yourself. And I think that's why she resonates with people so much. Like, she is the representation of the underdog that, like, won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, like, you guys get a little scary. So, I'm just saying.
Food for thought, everyone. Food for
thought. Let's move on to another Sagittarius queen. Okay. Brittany Jean Spears.
Okay.
Okay, what do we think about the book?
I started it.
Do we think she wrote it?
No.
Absolutely not.
I was looking at the beginning. She was like, where does it say who wrote this?
Yeah. I was wondering why they don't have whoever wrote it.
And I don't know if they have ghostwriters get credit or what percentage. I think
it depends. Do I sound weird?
No.
Okay. I think it depends on like the deal that you spark. Because like I think Jessica Simpson was... Did she... write it?
I think Jessica Simpson wrote more of the book than Brittany did.
Oh, obviously.
But still, there's...
Speak. It's a podcast.
I don't want to sound like a dickhead to
okay,
Brittany.
Just say it.
Have you read it?
I've listened to excerpts.
So you've like watched people read it out loud on TikTok?
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Well, I actually listened to Celebrity Memoir Book Club where they recapped all the high points, but I did buy it and I'm going to read it, but I'm like 80% done with one book and I can't start another one.
What? I just need to stop watching Grey's Anatomy because I know that when I sit down, this book's probably only going to take 2 hours to... It's only 275 pages.
Everyone was sitting on the coffee table and you said, I'm so excited to read that. And I said, prove it. Because it was just sitting in front of you.
But the the spacing's really big. The margins are really big. I was like, I could read this easy.
That's a good...
I will.
I will.
any second now.
I will. I'm a few chapters in. But the chapters are like 2.5 pages long.
Oh my God, I love that. I hate when chapters are like so long.
So I'm like 5 or 6 chapters in, which means I'm probably like 14 pages in.
Okay, so I think obviously the biggest bombshell for me is the Justin situation. Because you know how much I hate Justin Randall Timberlake.
Yes.
And do you know what's like really pissing me off? Someone texted me or messaged me and they were like, I heard that Britney wrote a book and there's, you know, they had a schmortion. And is that why everyone's all of a sudden out of nowhere randomly giving Justin a hard time?
And I was like, we've hated Justin. We've been hating Justin.
And I was just like twitching a little bit. And I was like,
who did it? Who texted you?
It was a man. It was a man from work.
Was and it I was an older just like, man?
Not, no, I mean, like.
Was it Patrick?
Hour eight. No.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, he like, should know better.
No, it was like our age straight man. And I was just like, you, there's just so much you don't know. And I am not the person to just.
Oh, and I have been on this train for a very long time, and it always makes me look like an asshole, because it's like saying you don't like Ellen before everyone found out that Ellen was a dick. Like saying you didn't like Justin Timberlake, everyone's like, why? Why? I remember, oh my God, there's this lady I used to work with that I hated her. Like, we did not get along well at all. And it's like, I would say, I like to jump up. And she'd be like, I like to sit down. Like, it was like, I like black. I like white. Everything was complete opposite. And like, I remember one time we were sitting at this like lunch, and she was like, I just love Justin Timberlake. And she was so like hoity. It wasn't like, when I say lady, I think you guys are probably picturing like some like cute little lady. No, she was like so pretentious, so like thus. And she's like, I love Justin Timberlake. I was like, you do? I don't. And she was like, why? I was like, she's like, he has done so much for his bandmates, and he's such a good person, and he's so talented. And I was like, she's like, why don't you like him? And I was like, because he never fucking talks about NSYNC. He's thrown people under the bus to propel his own career, especially women, Janet Jackson, Britney Spears. He hasn't owned up to anything. I just think he's so fucking annoying. Like, he's literally one of the most annoying people. Go to him and videos of him and Jessica Biel and tell me that that's like a likable. If you think that that's funny, we probably don't like the same things.
Yeah, I can. I mean, it's no secret. He is very talented, 100%.
Used to be.
No, I mean, no, he's talented.
And he's washed up.
I think he's
in his prime.
He's talented. I do like his skits on SNL. Like, he can be funny. Like, I can give him the credit for having that talent, but that's not
this is about enough. As far as I'll give.
That's
I'll
not
give
enough.
Him, like, but he's entertaining.
It's a part of the propaganda to make us like him and to be like, it was an honest accident that he expose Janet's boo, because he's just,
well,
that little rascal.
Like, we can go into a whole episode about that, but the Janet boob thing was clearly like a premeditated thing, and he just threw her under the bus to the wolves of the media. That's when like paparazzi and the media were so harsh on women, and he was just like, me no no. That was literally like his exact verbatim response.
Well,
me no no.
He showed up 10 minutes before they were supposed to go
right,
on.
Right.
So it was
unprepared.
Like, yeah, because he had to have like lunch or something.
Right. And then what did he did something weird after. I need to like, there's so many details to how shitty he was to Janet Jackson that I need to like reignite my brain to like remember all the reasons I fucking hate him. But I'm fresh with Britney, and we can really go into him on Britney, because at that time Britney was
perfect.
She was the America's sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Like, there was nobody bigger than Britney Spears. It's like if Alex Earl, Addison Rae, and Taylor Swift had a baby, that's how big Britney was. She was huge. But the media fucking hated her. They were so mean to her. And then when Justin came out with that song, Cry Me a River, and those two together, it was like insane. Like, everyone was obsessed. There was not a more beautiful couple you've ever seen in your life. And we didn't have social media, so like, we only got like little bits and pieces, and everything we got, we like devoured, you know? So when Cry Me a River came out, we were like, whore. Obviously, Justin's saying she's a whore. Like, she cheated on him. And, like, that was literally, people were calling her whore in the media. And then that Diane Sawyer interview. Oh, strong Britney. Strong Britney. Like, that makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
And she didn't say a fucking word.
I don't think she even knew that she should. Like, I think that she was internalizing everything, too, where everything was going to turn against her even if she tried to say anything.
Right.
She didn't have anyone in her corner to say, no, wait, you deserve, like, a voice
in, like,
this.
Yeah, like, oh, he was cheating on you, too. Like, you guys were 21 years old. Like, it's not weird to, like, be in a messy situation. This isn't your forever. And he rode that, like, public love of them, and he threw her under the bus. He's like, oh, you guys loved America's sweetheart couple? Well, guess who ruined it? Britney. in reality, it was him, because in this book, she comes out and says he's been cheating on her. And so she kissed Wade Robson, which was his like best friend, but like whatever. I mean, he was like doing other shit. And he used that and like propelled his own solo career, which is a career built off the backs of rejected songs from Michael Jackson, by the way. If you look at his all those songs from his first solo album were songs meant for Michael Jackson.
Well, that's why he was compared to Michael Jackson, I guess, because it really sounded like,
well, yeah, like, it's like wannabe Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have more to say when I finish the book. Right now, I'm just like really, wow, learning about her grandparents right now. So I don't know.
Okay.
I'll get there.
Also, Paige and I were reading at the same time. I was trying to read something for work, and probably every other paragraph I'd be like, I just got to say one more thing. Can you believe her grandpa's name was June? And I was like, okay. Have you ever heard of a man named June? I was like, okay, gonna get back to my book.
June and Jean.
That's cute.
Jean was the girl, June was the boy. And then I said, you know, that's more of a feminine name.
Didn't her grandpa like kill himself on like a grave or something?
Grandma.
Oh yeah.
Because guess what? So June, word on the street, according to Brittany, is he was a bad man. And well, his first 50 years, she says he was like a bad man. And so Jean lost her baby. I believe it was maybe like 9 months or so.
Are these important details?
Yeah, because she lost the baby, she was so distraught. 9 months after she gave birth, it was a baby. And she's so upset. And Jean's just like, can't deal with her asylum. And then she gets out and then she kills herself. On the grave of the baby. And that wasn't even the only wife that he sent to an asylum.
So he's just like Jamie. Yikes. That's creepy.
And I have a feeling that's why she's giving us this backstory.
She's like, look at who I'm dealing with.
Yeah, like her father. I feel like it's also almost an excuse for her. She's making excuses almost. And I don't know, but it's like, well, my dad had no choice
but to be this way
because of how he...
Where is Jamie Spears right now?
I don't know.
Like, what is he doing? He can't go anywhere. Can he?
I don't know if I even know what he looks like. Couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
He looks just like Jamie Lynn. No, he does. No comments. Look at Jamie Lynn and look at him. They look exactly alike. Scary. By the way, Brittany's mom is so beautiful.
Yeah.
That's where Brittany gets her looks. All right. What's next?
Are we done? She's racking her brain.
This is a podcast.
I know. She's racking her brain.
I'm racking my brain. I feel like I had something else to say.
Did we already talk about Marin's divorce?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Talked about the last time. Okay. Maybe we can do a listener story, because I swear I had something and then...
Did I make you nervous?
It left my brain.
Him's nervous.
Where the hell did I put my phone then? Okay, I tried to read the story before in like to myself, and I was getting a little confused. So let's see if you guys can make heads or tails of it.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, sisters.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm a longtime listener, and this is my first time writing in.
Thank you.
Sorry for the long submission, but I need some sisterly advice.
Hell yeah.
I recently found out that my roommate of 3 years has been going behind my back and making things up about me and telling my ex-boyfriend. My best friend and roommate, we'll call her Hannah, started dating her boyfriend Davis right after my boyfriend Jack and I broke up. Davis and Jack were roommates and also close friends. While I was dating Jack, Hannah was extremely jealous and Hannah was extremely jealous, and I would often cancel things on Jack just to avoid Hannah being upset. Jack was my first real boyfriend, and I was devastated and confused about why Hannah would have such huge meltdowns and scream and cry if I tried to hang out with Jack.
Scream and cry?
Screaming, crying, perfect storm.
It was an extremely toxic situation, but I didn't tell Jack much about what was going on because I knew Hannah liked Davis, and I didn't want to ruin her chances with Jack's friend. Hannah and I talked about this several times, and ultimately, I tried to continue the friendship after she apologized for her behavior. When Jack broke up with me, it was mainly because he wasn't ready for a relationship, but partly because he could tell I wasn't in it fully, and he didn't know if it was because of how Hannah was acting in the background. After the breakup, Jack and I were close friends, but then it suddenly changed. It's been a year since we had a conversation, and I just found out through some mutual friends that Jack is telling people that Hannah has been telling him things about how I'm obsessed with him and I can't move on. Jack had specific things I had said in passing, but they were taken out of context and twisted to make me look crazy. I confronted Hannah, and she blamed it all on Davis for telling his friend things that she told him. She admitted that the information Jack got was very far from the truth. I've dated a couple guys since, and I'm so confused why my best friend would ruin the friendship I had left with my ex. I feel that I'm still not getting the whole story from Hannah, and she seems content deflecting the blame onto her boyfriend. I'm working on what to do with my relationship with her because we still do live together. Yikes. Is it worth reaching out to Jack to clear things up, or does it just make me look crazier? Should I just let it go and let him continue to tell people things about me that are untrue? It has been so long, and I feel like I've moved on from Jack, but I also don't like that he believes lies about me, and that was why he ended our friendship. Also, what do I do with Hannah considering that we live together?
Oh my God, they still live together.
Yeah. Love the pod so much.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it. Hannah's not your best friend.
Well, yeah. Obviously Hannah's not the best friend, but what does she do? They're living together.
Yeah, well, you don't re-sign your lease.
Yeah.
And you become actual roommates, not best friends. You have to set boundaries, and you need to find new friends to hang out with. It's not worth reaching out to Jack because
not at all.
It's going to be, he's not going to believe you at this point because he's going to believe the first thing that he heard, which was from Hannah, you're not best friend. And if you say, no, that's not true, like, this is what I said, he's going to be like, yeah, okay. It's not going to work. It's not worth it. And it's not, honestly, Hannah, she showed her true colors. Like, you know exactly the type of person she is. She doesn't have your back, and she's trying to make you look weird, and you got to just put your head down while you're in the house, like, have boundaries. She's your roommate. She is not your best friend anymore, and you need to find new friends.
Yeah, she sounds, like, weirdly manipulative that she had to manipulate the listener who wrote in to scream and cry and say, don't go hang out with your boyfriend. We're best friends. We need to hang out all the time. And then now that she's at her boyfriend Davis's house, she's like, oh my God, that listener is so obsessed with you. This is crazy. Like, she needs to be the most important person in all of the situation she's in.
Yeah, a control freak. Yeah. What I would do is I would be just go on like normal with Hannah. I would never let her know. And then, like, slowly, like, don't give her information about your life, but, like, get her to give information to you and then use that information against her.
Toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to drive her insane if you just don't say a word, don't get ready in the living room, get ready in your bedroom, and then come out and say, okay, bye, see you tomorrow.
Yeah. And you're always pleasant, but you have those boundaries. Like, you're walking out the door, oh my gosh, like, so good to see you. Like, I'm out to go do something. Like, see you later. And just always have a smile on your face, but you don't need to have really in-depth conversations with her anymore. You don't need to tell her your secrets.
Tell her nothing.
Tell her nothing important to you.
Let's catch up tomorrow. So you're being, like, overly polite, so she can't be like, she's keeping things from me.
Yeah, drive
we're going to catch up tomorrow.
Drive her nuts.
And do not re-sign your lease.
Do not re-sign your lease, but, like, do... The nicer you are without giving any reaction, the more annoyed she's going to be. Because she sounds like a little drama.
And also say, hey, it's your turn to buy the paper towels.
And
just, like, put those little things up too.
And you might need to force yourself to try some new things, to make some new friends. And that's okay, because push yourself out of your comfort zone and it'll pay off.
Yeah. Well, I think that's time for us to go play dodgeball. So
great.
This has been a great episode. I feel like I wasn't in character at all.
That's okay.
Paige defending her queen.
You are like a squirrel with a nut with Taylor Swift. Jesus Christ.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
You really are. It's like a double entendre.
Yeah. I also think that you guys should, like, write in and tell us what Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift as a squirrel, and Cookie Monster have in common so we can like piece together a theme for our costume.
Right. And then also let us know like your thoughts. Are you team Jade Paige or what is your name? Bailey?
Yeah.
Or are you team Paige on like the Taylor Swift talk?
Oh.
Like are you.
We're against each. Are you pitting women against each other?
Yeah. Have you crossed the chasm from like normalcy to like fan, like, you know, cult?
Why is it just Bailey versus Paige? What about you?
No, I said me and Bailey.
Oh, that's not what you said.
Well, I was mixing up our names.
Okay,
it's hard.
Okay,
to mom.
Okay,
I was gonna say dad.
Make sure to you know the outro. You guys do it.
Oh, guys, please write in yourpoordad@gmail.com. Tell me anything you want to say. I'll read them all. I like it when you say something about drama, something funny. Friendship stuff, boyfriend stuff.
Tell us the tea. Whatever. I like when you guys, like, I like that last story.
I also really like the workplace stuff. Just something you need to get off your chest. Like, this bitch smacks her gums so fucking loud. What should I do about it? And it's like, okay, we'll tell you.
Maybe Bailey needs to write in.
Truly.
Oh, my God. I truly could unburden myself with so many things. There's going to be so many listener submissions next week. I have a feeling. Also, follow us on Instagram, yourpoordadpod. TikTok, Your Poor Dad Pod.
Yep.
And goodbye.
And bring us some more sisters.
Oh, yeah. Share this episode with someone.
Yeah. Show 10% of the love that Paige has for Taylor Swift to us.
Even maybe five. You don't want to come out too strong.
I was going to say even three.
Yeah. Like, I feel like we're all friends. Like, Paige puts Taylor on, like, Taylor's Paige's savior. Like, we're all friends.
Yeah. We're sisters. She's the mother.
Right.
Mother. And
look at our range. Cookie Monster, DeJravis. There's something for everybody.
Exactly.
Okay, now bye.
Bye.
Are we done?